this protected class that we have today.
They stir up people.
They insist that you're shocked when people actually call out their filth. Can you believe this preacher? Can you believe this guy actually said this? Can you believe that somebody doesn't agree with us? Can you believe that somebody out there actually calls what we do an abomination? You should be shocked by, aren't you shocked by that? That somebody would actually say that? And people will just get stirred up and go along with it just because they don't want to be seen as the radical hate preacher or whatever. They just want to go along, get along. The back of their minds are just as disgusted with those people as everybody else. What they do, they stir up the people. They insist that you be shocked at what the good people are saying. The wicked people, they just say, well, you should be appalled by this guy. We should get rid of this guy. Kick him off all the social media platforms and take away his building and take away his tax status. Go ahead. We'll keep on preaching anyway. I don't need a tax exemption to preach the word of God. Hello. Not all of us are obsessed with money. They stir up other people. They try to get them all worked up. And that's when you end up with people like a Ted Cruz. He's supposed to be the big Texas conservative, but he's saying something to the